Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend. This morning, I want to invite you to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. We're going to look at a very simplistic verse this morning, a story that we're all familiar with, the woman who's caught in adultery. We all know that story all too well. We can even probably tell the characteristics of this story and the background of this story without ever even having to open our Bibles. And oftentimes we look at this scripture and we see the outline here and we look at it and we say, you know, I remember as Jesus called their sin out to them, I remember as Jesus said, hold on a minute. Here's your sin, and he stooped and he wrote in the sand. The debate for many years has always been, exactly what did he write in the sand? Some scholars believe that he wrote in the sand the sins of the people before them. Some believe that it was tradition to write in the sand. Some believe that there's many things here that fall in a line with this scripture that nobody really has an answer to. I know oftentimes we look at this story and we think, man, it's been preached a lot, it's been taught a lot, but I think we've missed something important here. We have so often looked upon the nature of the sin of the woman caught in that adulterous relationship, and we look at that and we go, she was an adulteress. You know, she was caught in an adulterous relationship. She's an adulterer. That was her sin. But the reality is, that's not the point that Jesus is making here. Some would say, yeah, he tells her, go and sin no more. Again, that is a big key factor. Not to continue to live in the same sin that we were freed from, amen? We don't continue to do the same things over and over and expect a different result. Why? Because that's the definition of insanity. But go and sin no more, did you know that is one of the most quoted speculations of that piece of very simplistic scripture that is pulled out more and more and more? Go and sin no more. Can I point out something to you? And some of you may be surprised this morning. Not one person here is without sin. The Bible actually says if one among you says you were without sin, you're a liar. So guess what? That makes you a sinner. It would even go to the point to where I would have to say, ye without sin cast the first stone. None of us here would be able to pick those up. Not one of us. But we're not to live in habitual sin, doing the same thing over and over and over. Oftentimes we look at this scripture and we say, you know, Jesus was showing her mercy. And he did. He showed her grace. He showed her love. The same grace and mercy and love that has been shown unto us. If we all wanted the due penalty for the sin that we see other people commit, ladies and gentlemen, we deserve that same penalty, and that would be hell. None of us deserve forgiveness. None of us deserve a Savior who says, I love you enough that I'm going to send my Son to die for you. And if you was the only person on the face of the earth, he would still die for you because you are a sinless person. No, that's not what it said, is it? Because we are sinners. And while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us and died for us. That's the realization of the Scripture. It is not the conclusion of not sinning that we often see. Keep that in mind. It's not the conclusion of saying, hey, I'm not going to sin. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to have it all together. And if that's the case, you've already messed up because you've already not got it all together. Chapter 8, verse 11 says simply this. And Jesus asked her the simple question in verse 10. He says, where's thine accusers? Where are those ones that accuse you? Where are the ones that say that we need to stone you? And in verse 11, she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Here's the key part. I want you to catch this. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. We forget that first part where Jesus says, neither do I condemn thee. Do you know there's more people under the sound of my voice this morning who live in condemnation, guilt, and shame for things that they cannot change in their own life? You cannot live full of shame and guilt and condemnation that is not meant for you to carry. If you do, you're casting stones at yourself. You're stoning yourself. You're causing yourself harm. Well, Tom, you don't understand the things that I've done. You don't understand where I've been. You don't understand. Stop throwing stones at yourself. You're forgiven. You're free. And just to go ahead and back that up with Scripture, the Word tells us what? There is now no condemnation in those in Christ Jesus. You're not condemned. You're free. And it actually says, live as free people, but not using your evil as a cover-up for your freedom. So why is it so oftentimes that when we mess up, when we get it wrong, we'll immediately go, man, you know, I really messed up. Let me figure this out. Better put those in my pocket. I might need them later because I'm going to beat myself up for messing up. And in the meantime, I want to carry this big one around and I want to actually put it on my shoulder because I want to feel the weight of what I've done. I need to be reminded of my sin. No, you don't. No. The moment that you go and you say, look, Lord, I know I've messed up. I know that I've done things wrong. I know that I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have reacted that way. I need you to forgive me. He throws it as far as the east is to the west into a sea of forgetfulness. And guess what? He doesn't remember it anymore. But the nature of a human is what? I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to remember that. Waylon, I want you to do me a favor. In a couple weeks, I'm going to remind myself of it. And I want you to help me feel bad about it so I don't have to remove that chip off of my shoulder. That way, when I go to the grocery store and somebody says, well, how's your week been? Well, you know, brother, and I messed up a couple weeks ago. And stop! Self-pity is not unforgiveness of yourself. Look, I laugh because I say it this way. I'm just going to be real with y'all this morning, amen? I've seen so many people, when you encounter them, and some of y'all are going to be like, I know some people that way. You ask them how their day is, and you'd rather cut yourself open with a Ginsu knife than get an answer. And they don't realize their freedom in Christ Jesus because they've never undone the Word of God to find their freedom. They're condemned. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Don't go and do the same things over and over again and expect to feel free. How can you have freedom if you live in the same things that you did before? That's not freedom, that's condemnation. That's shame and guilt that you put on yourself, and you'll never know freedom. How do we expect to know freedom if we're constantly stoning ourselves with guilt and shame? Well, you don't understand. I feel terrible for the things I've done. I've done so many things that nobody would understand. You don't understand what I've been through. I said this to a friend. I did this to a friend. I was in traffic the other day and things got crazy and I reacted and I forgot that I had a Pro Temus bumper sticker on my car. And when I pulled in the parking lot for Sunday school, they followed me, and I didn't know they was coming to church there. So I'm going to beat myself up over that instead of going to that person and saying, hey, I shouldn't have reacted that way. I shouldn't have said the things that I said to hurt you, and I'm sorry that I hurt you, and I wish that you could forgive me because the reaction that I gave you was not Jesus. That was me. It is not up to you to make them forgive you. But it is up to you to ask for forgiveness. Well, I don't have to ask people to forgive me. That's not how this works. Actually, it is. Actually, it is. Sometimes you literally have to go and look, go, hey, look, I'm tired of feeling this weight. I'm tired of feeling condemned. I've asked the Father to forgive me. I need you to forgive me because I've messed up. Well, I can't forgive you right now because of what you've done. You've did your part. Leave in peace. Hear me, church. You've did your part. Leave in peace. There's no sense in you feeling condemned because of somebody else's actions towards you. Listen to me. I've had people treat me like dirt. Guess what? That's not a reflection of who they are. That's just a reflection of them not knowing the Father. You ready? Because this is going to get real deep real fast. How many Christians do we know that simply week after week go through the motions of going to church, and yet they sit with the weight of the world on their shoulders and they want to be free from all of that? But the reality is they're never going to be free because they don't want to know the Father on a more intimate level. They want to feel the shame, guilt, and condemnation. Tom, who would want to feel that? Listen to me. Hear me out. There are people everywhere you go, who are born-again believers who carry the weight of the world on their shoulders for things that they've done. Well, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've said. I've disconnected my family. I've spoke very harshly to my children. I wasn't a good dad. I wasn't a good mom. I wasn't a good son. I wasn't a good daughter. I wasn't a good church member. I wasn't a good friend. So in return, you want to feel the shame and guilt and condemnation of the world on you when He says, go and sin no more. I don't condemn you. They may, but at the end, they're not the ones we have to answer to. And in the meantime, you're still carrying it all around in your pocket. You still have that boulder on your shoulder, and you're at any moment you're ready to stone yourself. You're just waiting on an opportunity. Here's the realization of what I'm fixing to say. And if this steps on your toes, you need freedom this morning. And if I upset you, just know that I love you and I will not apologize for the gospel. Quit trying to make people feel sorry for you. Because the realization is, the only reason you're not having freedom is because you've never took that burden. You've never took it to the cross. You've took it everywhere else. You've took it to your friends on the phone. You've took it to the Facebook. You've took it to all the social media platforms. Well, you don't understand, Tom, what it's like. You don't know what I've done. We need a realization of what He done on Calvary. Because it's what took place on that cross that set us free. That's the realization of it. Now, listen to me. Some things are harder to work through. Amen? There's some things that people don't understand what you've been through. There's some things nobody will ever comprehend what you've been through. Not everybody's going to comprehend the things that you've done, the things that you've said, the ways you've reacted. We're not talking about those that hurt you unjustly or the things that have happened to you, but quit living in regret of your past. Because guess what? Your past is not your future. In the moment you said yes to Jesus, no to the world, and He cleansed you and washed you with the blood of Jesus, oh man, you was brand new. The renewing and regeneration of the mind comes from what? This. The old man is dead and gone, and the new man has come alive. We're called to call a sinner to repent. Amen? Not to condemn them. Do you know oftentimes we live more looking at the sin than we do the heart of the sinner? Oh, man. Ooh, we got off in the deep end there, didn't we? Ooh. We want to look at the label of the sin. Well, they're an adulteress, they're a thief, they're a liar. You know, I remember as I was reading the Word when I first began to read, and man, I remember this story where Nathan and David are having this conversation, and he says, "Hey, I want to ask you something, man. If this guy, you know, he had a sheep, he raised that sheep as his own daughter, and this guy come around and he takes that sheep and he kills that sheep, what would you do?" "Oh, you should kill him." "Well, David, you are that man." Every time we point a finger, my daddy told me this a long time ago, and I never believed him until I actually looked at my hand one time. But you know, when you point a finger, you always got three pointing back at you. You are that man. You are that woman. When you say, "I've never committed adultery, I've never stepped out on my wife." If you look at a woman with lust in your eye or a man with lust in your eye, you've committed adultery. "I've never killed anyone." If you think that someone should die, you've already committed murder. "Well, you don't understand. I've never even told a lie." If you thought about telling anything other than the truth, you've already lied. We can label sin all day long, but the reality is sin. We're sinners saved by grace. We're not called to be sinners who live in pity. We're called to be free of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Do you know what I do? And this is God's honest truth. I'm going on 12 years now, 11 years. And I can honestly say I've never lived in a moment of shame, guilt, and condemnation. You know why? Because I know that I'm free in Him. There's times that I've regretted things. "I shouldn't have reacted that way. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Man, Lord, forgive me." You don't know how many times I've had to go in my kid's room or even go to my wife and say, "Look, what I did was not Jesus." And Carrie being Carrie, she'll go, "I know." And I'm like, "Way to rub it in, sweetheart." You know, and then there's Parker. I'm like, "Parker, that wasn't Jesus." And they'll look at me and go, "You think?" And I mean, you know, it's just a realization of going, "Hey, I was wrong. I sinned against you, not only against my Father in heaven, but I sinned against you." That's how you stay free of guilt, shame, and condemnation. You realize that you have to live in a state of repentance, not only with the people around you, but the Father, more importantly than anything, going to the throne room and saying, "Father God, forgive me. I messed up." Do you know how many people go to bed every night? "Oh, this is going to step on some toes." How many people go to bed at night and they get their pillow and they get it fluffed up real good? And they go, "Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight." And your pillow has become your God? Come on now. Or there's people that get in the car, they put it in drive. "Lord Jesus, I come." What are you doing? Why are you stopping at a green light? What is wrong with you people? Or you go to the grocery store and you're in there and you're getting groceries. I'm talking from experience here because everything I'm mentioning I've done. Amen? Or you go to the grocery store and you're in line and there's that one guy or that one woman. They got $20. "Oh, yeah, we're going there, girls." They got $20, and they buy $29 worth of stuff. "Oh, my God, I wish they'd just hurry up. Why are we still here? This is ridiculous. You should be able to do basic math while you're getting groceries." Then I've been that guy that goes to the grocery store and go, "Carrie gave me enough cash to get this, but look, there's this, 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 and this. I wonder if they'll split the difference." It's not measurements, okay? I learned that the hard way. But there's always that person behind you doing the same thing that you've done. And the same thing that you've done is the same thing that you do. And that's why we'll never know freedom until we get out of the mindset, "I'm here to give people Jesus everywhere I go, not to live like hell." We're called to destroy hell for a living. Did you know that? We're called to preach the gospel. Mark and I had this conversation the other day. It was really, really a great conversation. I say the other day, I think it was Friday actually. You know, when Jesus said, I give you power and authority, you know, he wasn't talking just to a few. He's talking to the all believers, those who believe. Amen. And you know, everybody in this room has a gift. Everybody in here has a gift. And nowhere in the gifting does it say, cast stones at yourself or anyone else for sinning because your own sin. Don't become blinded to it. Amen? Because the moment you come blind to your own sin is the moment that you've lost focus on the Father. That's the realization of it. Freedom coming at a cost on the cross. Amen? Some of y'all are thinking, man, he's a week late on this message. It's okay. It's in God's time, not mine. Some of you may not understand this now, but sooner or later you will. Because when she answered him, she said, no, man. He said, where are thy accusers? Where are they at? Where'd they go? Are they here? No, Lord, not no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I want to share something with you really quickly. When he said, go and sin no more, he was saying, look, don't go back in there to a man that is not your husband. Don't watch that filth on your phone. Don't watch that filth on TV. Don't go out here and treat people like trash just because you've had a bad day. Because you know what some people do? They want to see what makes you tick. And they're going to push every button you got just to see what makes you tick. I had a guy this week pushed every button I had. I mean every button. And I had to catch myself. I want to be very transparent with you this morning. Amen? I had to catch myself, Bo. Because I caught myself in my mind. Have you ever done that, thought about something before you do it, and you can almost play it out like a movie in your mind? I thought about grabbing that fella by the ramp of his neck and just shaking him. And then I thought, you know, everybody says, what would Jesus do, right? And as he's pushing every button that I had, Meredith had on a What Would Jesus Do t-shirt. And in the back of my head, I'm looking and I'm thinking, Lord, give me patience at this very moment before I send this man to meet you face to face. Explained the same thing to him 7 or 8 times and he kept saying, nope, that's not right. Well, you know how to do my job. If you want to do it, you're more than welcome to. But you're wrong. Well, I don't abide by the laws of the land. Well, that's great. That's between you and whatever you believe there, bud. Who's a sovereign citizen? Imagine that. But y'all, look, the reality is this. I actually had enough sense to catch myself and go, this guy has no clue. He's just doing it trying to get a fight started or an argument started so he could put it on social media. That was his whole go. And he said, what's your badge number? I said, we don't have one, ma'am, but my name's Deputy Crandall. He said, I'm going to go file a complaint on you. I said, please do. Please. I would love a vacation with pay. Please. And he looked at me and he went, I said, man, it's fine, dude, but you know, these are the rules. I don't make them. I'm just here to enforce them. I'm sorry. And you know, he left mad. I was like, that's a first. That's never happened before. But the Lord showed me something because I went right back to this verse and it popped in my heart and in my head because I had been studying on it all week and thinking about it. And the Lord said, where's thine accusers? Oh my goodness. There are none, Lord. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be people who falsely accuse you of things, who are going to say things about you. They're going to say you said things. They're going to say you did things. But guess what? You might have said them, you might have done them, but that is no longer you because you are free in Jesus. And you know what else the Word says? If you're free, if the Son has set you free, help me here, you are free indeed. Freedom in the name of Jesus. You don't have to live in shame, guilt, and condemnation. Amen? If you will, stand with me this morning. Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard. It's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.